Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Speaking to reporters in Bangkok earlier today, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Ann Richard said Southeast Asian migrant issues is in need of a well-defined response.
We have to save lives urgently. We have to develop better ways of discussing and meeting on these issues and taking action when people are setting to sea in the boats. And then we need to go and look at the root causes of why people feel they have no alternative but to flee their own countries and take such a dangerous trip.
Richard is in Thailand to attend a one-day meeting of Southeast Asian countries and rights groups discussing possible strategies in dealing with the boat people problem in the Andaman Sea and the Bay of Bengal. This month, more than 3,500 Southeast Asian migrants have swum to shore or been rescued off boats along the coast of Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, and Bangladesh. A coalition of Syrian rebel fighters led by an al-Qaeda branch took over the last government-held city in northwestern Idlib province on that's bordering Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces pulled out of Erythra Thursday after bitter fighting with the al-Fatah army. The number of casualties is unclear. Al-Fatah is a rebel coalition led by the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front. Iraqi security forces say two car bombs exploded at two five-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 10. The first explosion occurred in a parking lot of the Babylon Hotel late Thursday, killing 6. Moments later, another car bomb struck outside a former Sheraton hotel, killing 4. No claim of responsibility. The Kremlin says a new presidential decree classifying Russian military losses in peacetime as a state secret has nothing to do with Ukraine. The decree previously limited secrecy classifications to wartime deaths. Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin is not planning to launch any cross-border military operations. Meantime, Russia held massive military exercises this week, analysts saying the military muscle flexing increases the chances for incidents that spark a wider conflict. VOA's Daniel Scherf has more.
Russia's military this week held 4 days of unannounced large-scale drills involving hundreds of fighter jets, anti-aircraft missiles, and 12,000 troops. Russia's defense ministry called the exercises a surprise combat readiness inspection for its air forces. It also held military drills in the central, south, and west of the country as part of preparations for a larger exercise later this year. Russia's snap drills came as members of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, began 2 weeks of drills in the Arctic with 100 aircraft and 4,000 troops. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
Speaking at the 65th annual FIFA Congress in Zurich, Sepp Blatter said the Federation faces more bad news. He warned that the next few months will not be easy for FIFA.
But it must fall to me to bear the responsibility for the reputation and well-being of our organization and to find a way forward to fix things.
United States filed charges of corruption and bribery against the Sports International governing body on Wednesday. 47 counts were filed against 14 current and former top officials. World Health Organization calling for an end to the illicit trade in tobacco products, which reportedly rakes in yearly profits of $31 billion. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization estimates one person dies from tobacco-linked disease every 6 seconds. That comes to almost 6 million premature deaths a year. The agency predicts this figure will rise to more than 8 million a year by 2030 if nothing is done to stop the global tobacco epidemic. More than 80% of these preventable deaths will occur in low- and middle-income countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
And in U.S. politics, the field of Republican presidential hopefuls has gained another contender. Former New York Governor George Pataki announcing his candidacy on Thursday. There are no frontrunners in the 2016 Republican presidential primary, according to a poll by Quinnipiac University, poll indicating that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to dominate among Democratic voters.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.